Have you ever wanted to post audition results and then run away from the school and don't come back for a week? Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Students can be so sensitive these days, it can be kind of scary to post audition results for almost any class. I've noticed that it's worse for the play and musical, though. I always feel sorry for the teachers leading that. Sometimes parents get ballistic. Sometimes they end up sending you an email or a phone call. Remember, they're just kind of, their mama bear is kind of coming out. And yes, it's gotten worse than what it was many years ago. But you just have to learn how to deal with that. One of the ways that you can kind of counteract that is by sending an email with some advice beforehand and post the results by student ID rather than by name. And I read a tip on a band director Facebook page, or a lot of tips recently, that really helped out with this. So I want to talk about a couple of those things. And this director posts this sign next to the auditions, and it says, "Stop before you discover your replacement. Remember, number one, we care about you. Number two, sometimes the lessons we don't want to hear are the ones we must learn. They prepare us for life. Number three, life is hard. I'm sorry, but it is at times. Number four, reactions should be professional. Celebrate or mourn away from the band hall. Number five, do not tell anyone their placement. Do not take pictures and send them. Everyone deserves the chance to discover the results just as you do. Number six, both the number of auditioning students and the quality of the players within the program have been increasing. This is making it increasingly more competitive to get into the wind ensemble. Number seven, if you did your best, that is all you can do. You can only control your level of effort. Number eight, if you have questions, you can come talk to us in a composed manner. No emails will be addressed unless you have spoken with us personally. We will be honest with you because, number nine, we care about you." I really thought these were some great tips. And then they also have some tips for the parents. And they said that this has helped their program a lot. And it says, "Parents, I would ask for the following considerations upon learning your child's placement. Having a discussion with your child before results are posted often helps what can be a valuable learning experience. Number one, we are all here for the betterment of your students. We care about them deeply. Number two, we are hired to give them the best musical advice and experience we can possibly give. We must assess them as best we can. Number three, many are working hard and taking private lessons. Number four, this one's really important, emotions can cloud judgment. Number five, students' careers in music are always in a state of flux. We must take a snapshot through auditions to capture their progress in that moment. We're considering many factors in addition to the audition, including our prior experience with them in rehearsals. Seniority in the program is not a factor in our decision. We are selecting the best 9th through 11th grade musicians to fill out the wind ensemble for the following year. Number six, more students will not be accepted than will be accepted. For that, it is important to have the conversation with students regarding the best reaction to news that may not be the news you wanted. Parents, we would ask that you allow students to advocate for themselves with face-to-face contact with us should there be any questions. If after that direct communication, parents would like further information, please feel free to contact us." This is going to be posted on the podcast page. So look for that under episode 101 on jamesdevine.net. Thank you so much. Hope these tips on posting audition results have been helpful. And I want to thank the director who posted it on Facebook.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy. easy tips for how to be a better band.